Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. It's Friday. It's that great show coming out of San Francisco or wherever they are on the road. It's Berg in the Bullpen podcast, hosted by a brother, a mentor, and a friend, Alex Berg, San Francisco Giants bullpen catcher. He's live in San Francisco as the Orioles come through there for three games this weekend. Yours truly, Mark Mancini, producing in L.A., 347-205-9631. If you happen to miss it, catch it, blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports, podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts, powered now by Mancini Media. So without further ado, as I lay that red carpet down, put that podium in its place, hand off the mic, Alex, how are you this morning from San Francisco, my friend?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, I'm blessed. I'm blessed to do this each and every week with you guys, the Pirates and the Giants, and it just continues to pick up more and more steam. Hey, let everybody know how they can get a hold of you as well.
They can find me on Twitter at AMBURG, the number one, and that's on Twitter.
Wow. And, man, oh, man, the Bucks just came through there. You were on a hot streak, and you continue to keep that streak going. You're within striking distance of the top guys, Arizona and the Dodgers now sharing it. But when you look at, the series against Pittsburgh, you kind of had your way with them in the first game. I believe it was 14-4. It was a great pitching matchup on Tuesday. And then Wednesday, I think they got the bats going there, and they end up winning the series. But you can't win everything. But up to that point, you had taken like four or five series in a row, and man, that had to be impressive.
Yeah, we've been playing really well, I think. You know, we ran into Pittsburgh, a good team. They're young, athletic, can do some things. They pitch really well, and they got a bunch of hits and actually burned us the long ball pretty good. But again, like, we're still playing well. I think this will be a good test. Baltimore's another team, young, exciting team, has been playing well. So kind of excited to see where we stack up.
You know, when you look at Tuesday's game, and we'll get into the Orioles here momentarily, What was impressive in that game was Sean Manaea. We've talked about this guy before. Just something in Oakland. I don't know what happened in San Diego, but, boy, he came to you guys in San Francisco. And, man, he pitched pretty darn good on Tuesday's game. Kept the Pirates off a little and ate up some innings for you. It has just been something to see this guy really turn his career around in a hurry with you boys.
He was scuffling early, but we put him in the pen and kind of he's been working through some adjustments that our pitching side's been going through with him. And yeah, he's been much better recently, and it's exciting for us to see because he might be one of the better humans I've ever been around. Like, he's just so much fun to be around, and just a guy you ultimately root for always. So to see him come out and be throwing the ball a lot better recently is a lot of fun for us.
Yeah, and it's nice to see those guys coming out of the bullpen. Alexander came in. I mean, it's just that bullpen of yours is one heck of a strength that you guys have, and it's just a mainstay. A lot of teams don't have that, but boy, oh boy, you guys have that. And that's an ace in the hole down the stretch, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, we just got Luke Jackson back, which is a massive upgrade. Kind of feels like the trade deadline, to be honest. Like, to be able to just throw a guy like that right into the pen, a guy who's been, you know, a successful big league reliever for a long time and, you know, seems healthy. And come out a couple of days ago was his first day in the back of the big league since having Tommy John, comes out, punches three, and I mean, it's just exciting. Like, it again, it feels like a trade deadline acquisition, except for you didn't have to give up anything.
Exactly. You get the Orioles coming in. Now, how hard is it to prepare for a team like this? I know they were coming on last year in the American League East. They made a little noise. Second place now in the East behind the Tampa Bay Rays, I believe, four games back. But they're not your regular National League team, so is it tough to study these guys, or it's based more or less based on more scouting reports because you don't see a team as often as you see a National League team?
I think the process is the same. The familiarity is a little bit less. Like, you kind of have to dig in a little bit more on these guys because you just haven't seen them that much. But, process-wise, everything kind of is the same. It just takes a touch longer because, you know, you're really digging in on some guys that maybe you haven't seen in a couple of years, or, you know, the Santanders, the, you know, Gunnar Henderson, some of these guys that are, you know, doing much better now than maybe you've seen in the past. And Jorge Mateo kind of jumps to mind, where, you know, we've seen him a few times with Oakland and San Diego, but now coming in, like, he's a completely different player this year, and he's been doing much better, doing a bunch of things with the bat. And so you kind of have to dig in a little bit more on some guys like that that maybe you've seen not as good other places, and they've been really good here. So just kind of like checking in, seeing what they're doing differently, and, you know, maybe trying to figure out, like, is it a change, or is it just kind of like good luck?
Right, right. And when you get some of these teams that you're not too familiar with, I guess I would imagine the scouting report, you're checking these guys out probably a week earlier before they come into your backyard, maybe a little longer than that, just to see what the strengths, weaknesses are, so you can prepare for them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're looking at probably the 3 to 5 day process, kind of making sure. Anytime you have the off day, that helps because it gets you, you know, it allows you to get ahead. So most of the time with the off day, I'll finish up, do all the review on Baltimore, and then I started Colorado yesterday as well. So just getting ahead of something is a huge help. Off days are the best for that.
No doubt about it. Hey, listen, the ball players go, I would imagine, through a lot of cap a season, some more than others. What would be, what's the average of going through these, and when do you change them? Or some of these guys might be so superstitious, they'll use the same darn cap the whole year, I would imagine, and heck with whatever's on it, and if it's dirty or whatever. What would be the average, and I'm sure you have seen it up close, to see how many of these things they go through, or some that just keep one maybe the whole year?
It kind of depends. Like I said, some guys like Kershaw, like, he's used his hat forever.
Yeah.
For me, typically, I usually switch at the All-Star break.
Right.
So once the All-Star break comes around, I'll switch out my hats. And, I mean, you see some guys, like, get pissed, rip their hat up or do something and have to get new hats. But I'd say probably average, like, 4 or 5 hats a year for most guys.
That would be about right. And I would imagine this year with the All-Star game being up in Seattle – I'm trying to figure out if you're going to be going there or probably going back home to Texas.
No. I'm going back home to Texas. The All-Star Games actually are visiting clubhouse guy. We went to college, same place, but he's from Seattle, so he's going up. He's going to work the game, and it should be exciting. And Seattle's a great venue, and summertime in Seattle, nothing better. So those guys should have a blast. But, yeah, I'm definitely going to get back, spend a few days with my girlfriend, and kind of enjoy that time off there.
Yeah, I would imagine it couldn't come soon enough just to get those 3 days and just rest and relax. The life of a ball player, and we've talked about this, you know, a lot of people don't understand it. It is a grind that season. By, you know, you're in 3 different cities, sometimes you go to 4. You come back home, you have that off day, you got to prepare for the next team coming in your backyard, and you might be home for a week. or less than that, maybe it's even 10 days. For the listeners that listen to this great podcast each and every week, what is that entitled? Because if you're, let's for instance say you're in Pittsburgh and you fly back home and you have an off day and then you got to prepare. Man, I mean, people don't understand it. You might get back home, you know, in the wee hours of the morning. You get in your car at the airport, you drive back home, and then that next day, I mean, you can't really sleep in because there's so many things to do to try to get ready for the next team coming in and trying to get all your other stuff done.
So, especially on the pitching side, we'll always have at least a few pitchers that are come in and throw. So like yesterday we went to the stadium. I was at the stadium from 9:30 till 12:30. Play catch with a couple guys. Nobody threw off the mound, but most off days, like one of the starters will be off the mound preparing for his next start. And so, you're there, we're there for 3 hours. So we pull, half day at the stadium. Then there's an indoor golf simulator place. So we went over there, hit balls for a little bit, and then came home and put in another 4 or 5 hours last night working on Baltimore and then Colorado, trying to get ahead.
Right. And then on the road now, let's say you go – and you go into Seattle in your hometown and stuff as far as going to college there and everything. Then you're dealing with family, friends, tickets, and you're trying to see, I would imagine, other guys that don't have no ties to the city are helping you out get some tickets or something for friends and family and stuff, and vice versa in their city and stuff. How tough is it that, and how much time do you have? Because then you're preparing for that team in that city, and then you got friends and family pulling you at one side of the coin too. Hey, can you spend some time with us?
That's always tough. I think it a lot of that comes down to just time management, and anytime it's your family or your close friends, like I do my best to create as much time as possible, and for those, you try to like get a lot of work done prior, see if you can like get ahead enough to be able to spend a few hours with your parents or with your, with your close friends and things like that. But that was a lot of fun. When I was with Texas, we had a lot of days in Seattle. So to be able to, hang out with your parents and have them come to a major league field to watch you work is pretty special. So, that you're getting pulled in a lot of directions, but it's one of the massive perks of that job. Like I think I had 21 people down on the field for batting practice. And, it's like a lot of my close friends and people I grew up with, and to have them all out there was really special. So, as much as it's a lot of time and effort, like, when you look back on things like that, it's so cool.
Yeah. We were talking with Zach Manassian, the former clubhouse manager and equipment manager of the Texas Rangers, and he says, preparing, and then you get into some of these cities and with friends and family, it's you got to prepare for that. Otherwise, you just get pulled all over the place. But I can imagine, in some of these cities, they some of them don't understand that, hey, I got a job to do and I can't spend so much time and I got to do this and do that. But it all works itself out in more ways than one, I would imagine.
Yeah, and that's, again, everybody kind of – my parents get it. Most of my friends get it, obviously. This is
right.
I think 14th, well, a lot of years in baseball. So they get it. They know that, like, I'll have time – or it's got to be either real early or real late. And
yep.
They know that I'm going to be at the field for a night game from 12-ish on. So I'm more than willing to wait up and hang.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I really appreciate this each and every Friday with you. I can't wait to do it next Friday as the Cubs come in to San Francisco, a brief road trip that you guys go to Colorado after this series, and you come home and play the Cubs and then back on the road to St. Louis and L.A. Just appreciate this tremendously. Let everybody know how they can get a hold of you, my good friend, again.
They can find me on Twitter at AMBURG, the number one, and that's on Twitter.
The great Alex Berg out there in San Francisco as they get ready for a three-game series with the Orioles. Yours truly, Mark Mancini in Los Angeles. You can catch this archive version on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. We'll talk to you next Friday from San Fran as the Cubbies and Giants get it on. Alex, thank you very much. Have a blessed one and go get those Orioles tonight.
Thank you so much. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, my friend.